This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So some of you are concerned about this one headline where selected athletes from the U.S. Olympic team are going to be used as guinea pigs as we research the Zika virus. And, yeah, I saw that headline, too, and, of course, it piqued my interest. What they're doing is, I guess, selected members of the U.S. Olympic team, athletes, coaches, and other U.S. Olympic Committee staff. I don't want to say they're being used as quote-unquote guinea pigs, as is being purported here, but apparently the National Institutes of Health has announced that they are going to study them, aiming to determine how long the virus persists in bodily fluids, to examine possible risk factors for infection, and to take a closer look at the reproductive outcomes of patients who are infected with the Zika virus. Now, you know, it's very interesting because in science, we look at things differently. Okay, it's been very difficult for me to be a doctor and also be a scientist. And you forget that to become a doctor, you basically have to be a scientist at first. And many times, you go through a little bit of a struggle. So in order to learn about how to treat people and to learn what the ramifications are, you need, whether you want it to happen or not, but you need data. And, you know, one of you, gosh, it was a long time ago. We were, let me see, I guess researchers were researching something. And they were looking at test subjects. And the listener questioned the ethics of researchers looking for more data and hoping that there were other patients that had some, you know, similar sequelae so that they could study. And they're like, they found it odd that a scientist would want to, see an individual sickened such that they could study it. And it was, I wish I could find the email. It was years ago. I don't know if I kept it. And I see where you're going. And no scientist or doctor wants anybody to get sick. Just like with whatever they're doing with this. They don't want anybody from the Olympics or any people visiting to get sick. However, there is an opportunity. And as scientists and researchers are trying to grapple with how you handle Zika and how you vaccinate and how you treat, they don't want to let an opportunity such as this go. So, according to Catherine Spong, acting director of the National Institute of Child Health and Development, she said Zika virus infection poses many unknown risks, especially to those of reproductive age. Monitoring the health and reproductive outcomes of members of the U.S. Olympic team offers a unique opportunity to answer important questions and help address an ongoing public health emergency. So these subjects are going to be required to provide routine samples of their bodily fluids so that researchers could diagnose those who are infected, helping to determine the amount of time the virus remains transmitted. Minimal in semen, and better understand the risk of asymptomatic versus symptomatic infections. They partnered with the U.S. Olympic Committee to improve knowledge of the dynamics of Zika infection so that we could better protect the health of athletes and staffs who will participate in the 2016 Games. Now, we know several athletes have pulled out of the Games that are going to be taking place August 5th through the 21st, followed by the Paralympics on September 7th to the 18th, due to the possibility of passing on the virus through sexual intercourse. U.S. cyclist Tajay Van Garderen, whose wife is pregnant, was the first to withdraw. And Australian pro golfer Jason Day backed out of the games in June, citing Zika as the sole reason for choosing not to participate. So Brazil obviously has been hit the hardest. They have seen 1.5 million cases already reported last year. And the World Health Organization has confirmed, even though there's no public health justification for canceling the Rio Olympics due to the spread of the virus, 150 health experts have written an open letter to the UN Health Agency urging that the games be postponed or moved to another location. So, from a scientific standpoint, if you have a group of individuals who want to be there and who want to go, then when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. You might as well make lemonade of the situation. You know, and I mean, I would probably volunteer to be one of those test subjects also. You know, it's not that we're sending people there on purpose. Is if people are already going there of their own volition, we might as well use the data. Okay? And nobody is secretly going, oh, I hope they get Zika, or I hope they... Nobody does that, okay? But I understand how, you know, many people wonder about the motives of scientists and research, and, you know, how can they progress with research without, you know, seeing the, you know, the gamut of sequelae. And it doesn't work like that, but I understand why there's that question. So... as we know, the CDC has advised pregnant women to avoid traveling to countries where the virus is prevalent due to the link of microcephaly when the child is born with an underdeveloped brain and head. They have also recommended, if you are married or with somebody who could be pregnant, to avoid having sex anywhere from 4 to 8 weeks. I think they extended it now to 8 weeks. So, which is very, very difficult. 8 weeks is a very, very long time. Okay? So, we'll keep you guys posted on that. We got a lot of news to talk about. In fact, actually, on the Zika front, Puerto Rico is, taking some measures that we're going to talk about. We're also going to talk about this very sobering, fact that 20 U.S. veterans per day commit suicide. This is an actual slight decrease from the previous government estimate, but to lose 20 of our servicemen and our veterans and our heroes per day to suicide, what are we doing wrong and why aren't we there for them? And then also we're going to be talking about a simple pinprick test that they found that could tell us in 30 minutes if you need antibiotics or not. This may be revolutionary in terms of preventing people from taking antibiotics that don't need to, or for not misdiagnosing, saying, oh, it's just a virus, go home, and then they turn around and have a severe bacterial infection. You know, when you see what happened with Sarah Silverman, the comedian with epiglottitis, who was in the ICU for 5 days, what if her original sore throat was diagnosed as viral? Okay? It'd be nice to have a test. So don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
My name is Jay. I'm 26 years of age, and I just want to thank the makers of the One World Whey Protein Powder. After having chronic abdominal pain and pressure for months, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. The medical doctor told me there was nothing I could do to treat it other than taking pain and nausea medication. Then I came across an ad for One World Whey on the radio and read the claims that it can help with all types of inflammation. I took the One World Whey Protein Powder every day for a month, and the chronic pain and pressure sensations went away completely, and I never took the pain or nausea meds. To this day, my intestines are free of pain.
Nature is kind. When we consume foods we're designed to eat, then she gives back health when it was once lost. One World Whey consistently supports the body's production of glutathione and overall repair. Glutathione stops inflammation, removes heavy metals, and toxins of all kinds. When inflammation is gone, the body can complete its healing process. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Justin, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Even though we have a lot of medical headlines to get to, some of you have asked, because you work, and I get that, any news on what's been going on with the FBI Director James Comey's testimony. I had seen what I could see this morning when I was working out in and getting ready for work. So, I mean, I think I saw the majority of it. I'm not sure if it's ended as of now. I would think it would be since it's been multiple hours. But it appears that one of the conclusions that has been surmised from the media is House Republicans are going to ask for a new FBI investigation into Hillary Clinton's handling of classified information and a big focus on whether Mrs. Clinton lied to Congress. And so, the recommendation by James Comey, and again, I don't want to spend too much time on this, but I know we need to get you up to date. And again, I'm not a political analyst, although I will be having one on the show soon. I apologize. It's just we've had so much else to cover today. But, James Comey had basically recommended against charging Hillary Clinton, saying that only once in the past century has charges ever been levied against somebody for negligence regarding classified information unless there was intent. And so at a hearing at the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform, Mr. Comey said individuals are virtually never prosecuted for mishandling classified information unless there was a clear intent to violate the law or evidence of obstruction of justice. So there was a lot of back and forth on emails and servers being purged, being deleted. And so I haven't been able to go through that testimony yet, but there were a lot of points that were being brought up. And there was also the concern that, if Hillary Clinton had lied to Congress during the Benghazi hearings about not dealing with any classified emails, and to the FBI director, she said she was aware of some of them being classified. Now we're looking at a possible perjury case. So according to Mr. Comey, he says, we don't want to put people in jail unless we can prove that they knew they were doing something they shouldn't do. He was asked if Ms. Clinton broke the law, and he said, my judgment is that she did not. He added that no Justice Department under a Republican or Democratic administration would prosecute under these circumstances. And just to recap, Hillary Clinton used private emails for government business. All right. Apparently, she was using her cell phone overseas. She had a server in the basement of her house. Apparently, it was a server of Bill Clinton's. And then she added another domain, from what we were told. And Mr. Comey said Ms. Clinton had been, quote-unquote, extremely careless in safeguarding national secrets, but that her actions did not merit criminal charges because there was no intent to reveal classified information. So another then discussion came out as to, well, then would her security clearance be taken away? And there was some back and forth where if somebody, had that much carelessness when it came to emails, they might be sanctioned or reprimanded or lose their clearance. And then the question came out as to, would you give Hillary Clinton, clearance? And there was some back and forth on that. And again, what was, I guess, trying to be done by the committee and Chairman Jason Chaffetz is Hillary Clinton being treated the exact same way that anybody else? If a private in the Army, right, sent classified emails, okay, when he shouldn't have, or if he mixed servers, all right, or mixed emails with his private versus work, would he be in trouble? If not fired? Or arrested. So it was a very interesting interchange. Let me see here. Committee Chairman Jason Chaffetz asked if the FBI had looked into whether Ms. Clinton perjured herself in an October 2015 hearing before the Republican-led House Benghazi Committee. Mr. Comey said the FBI director would have needed a referral from Congress to do so. And then early on into the hearing, Mr. Chaffetz said, you'll have one in the next few hours. So this raises the possibility that another FBI investigation into Hillary would continue definitely into the fall campaign and possibly beyond. So, Hillary Clinton's testimony before the Benghazi committee was there was nothing more classified on emails, nothing either sent or received. The committee was investigating the 2012 attack on the two U.S. facilities in Benghazi, Libya that resulted in the death of four Americans, including the U.S. ambassador. Now, the FBI investigation found that a small number of emails did in fact contain classified markings. And so, according to Representative Mark Meadows, that defies credulity, and that Ms. Clinton did not know that a classified by certain paragraphs in an email meant that the information was classified. So Mr. Comey disagreed, saying that Hillary Clinton was not well-versed in the classification system. He says it's an interesting question whether she was sophisticated enough to understand what a C in parentheses means. It's possible, he said, she didn't understand what this meant, what this means, in the middle of an email like that. So obviously that's a little concerning if somebody who was going to possibly be our commander-in-chief does not understand what designation of classification is. So I understand many of your frustrations, and I'm not sure how this is going to pan out. I'm not surprised. I don't think many of us are surprised, and we're not going to go through the rest of the testimony. And like I said, it still may be ongoing. But it's concerning, and I'm a doctor, and so when the HIPAA rules were enforced, and they made perfect sense to me. All right. I mean, they made perfect sense to many of us doctors, where our patient's information has to be kept private. Okay, I can't sit there and email and discuss without patient's permission. Okay, so if I wanted to discuss a consult, okay, and I was referring a patient, I had to get permission. If, let's say, a patient is applying for life insurance, I still can't send their medical records, even though that's the patient's request for life insurance, without the patient signing something. So many of you see all these HIPAA agreements and HIPAA requests. And it's been very frustrating for many of us. When my grandmother was dying across the country, and my aunt wanted me to quote-unquote make the decision for pulling the plug, which I did not want to do. And here I was in Las Vegas waiting for my flight, not able to talk to the nurse. Why? Because of HIPAA. And so security measures and privacy measures are something that we are not immune to. I mean, we're very used to it. It's very commonplace. Doctors have to follow rules. If we didn't follow rules, we could be in a lot of trouble if we didn't honor a patient's privacy and HIPAA. Just like somebody working for the government needs to honor, our security. And, some people, they don't care. They go, it doesn't mean Hillary can't be president. Let's move on. And other people think this is a huge, huge infraction, and where's the trust, and was there something sinister behind these dealings? And then knowing that many of the emails are missing, or that servers were possibly scrubbed, it's concerning. So I'll let you all reach your own conclusions as to what you think happened. But at this point, it's frustrating. It's very frustrating for many of us. And so, I'm not expecting politicians to be perfect, okay? But I am expecting that whoever is going to be our commander-in-chief is qualified to do so. And playing dumb, going, I didn't understand that was classified, kind of goes against what we believe Hillary Clinton to be. I mean, she's a very smart woman. I mean, you may not like her politically, but you have to admit she's very educated. She's very smart. She's very strong. I mean, you may not like Trump, but you have to admit, he has some wiles when it comes to, finances. I mean, everybody has strengths and everybody has weaknesses. And so a big strength of Hillary is, academically, she, went to law school. She, accomplished many things in her tenure as first lady, etc. And so here we are with her this late in the game, crying, I wasn't informed. It's a little concerning, and it also kind of insults me as a woman too. We can't play that card. Okay, we can't play that card. I may want to be the first woman president, but then I can't turn around and go, oh, really? Oops. Sorry, I can't be doing that. Okay? You gotta be consistent. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, when we come back, we're going to be talking about this test to see if you have a bacteria or a virus. We're going to talk about what Puerto Rico is doing. Some fallout over Bo Solomon. He is the student who died. His body was discovered in Rome, and his credit cards had been used. And he is one of several American students who died while studying abroad in Italy in research years. In recent years, this is dangerous for our students, our kids, to go overseas to study. We'll be right back on 877 Doc Dolly.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again, just like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. D-A-L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Bo Solomon was one of several American students who died while studying abroad in Italy in recent years, which is very, very scary and frustrating for many of us because we want our children to leave. No. I love my kids. I mean, but I got to tell you, man, this summer break is going very, very long, but I'm blessed to have them, and I'm blessed that they're safe. And we don't want to think that our children study abroad could possibly be at risk. Research shows, however, that students are actually safer while international exchanges than on, get this, American college campuses. According to statements by the University of Wisconsin-Madison, where Solomon had just completed his first year, and John Cabot University, the English language school in Rome that Solomon was set to attend, the 19-year-old went to a pub on June 30th, just hours after arriving in the city for the program. His roommate reported him missing the next morning when Solomon did not show up for orientation. So the parents flew to Rome to also aid the search. Authorities recovered his body from the Tiber River in Rome on Monday. And then police have arrested Manissimo Galeotto, who was said to be homeless, and is accused of pushing the student into the river, allegedly following the theft of his credit cards. The Italian media reported that it may have been other individuals who stole the credit cards. On Wednesday morning, the Pope met with Solomon's parents. During the meeting, the Pope expressed his heartfelt participation in the mourning and his closeness and prayer to the Lord for the tragic death of the youth, according to the Vatican in a statement. Now, a March 2016 report by the Forum on Education Abroad, a nonprofit that develops standards for the study abroad industry, says that college students are less likely to die abroad. In an analysis of insurance data from 2014 showed that the mortality rate for students in study abroad was 13.5 per 100,000 students. For those on U.S. campuses, however, it was more than double to 29.4. So students are 2.18 times more likely to die on an American college campus than while studying abroad. This is crazy. Nobody should be dying at all on campuses or studying, etc. So, how do you minimize your safety risks? Well, you need to know as much as possible about the host country. You need to travel together. Make sure you have buddies that are looking out for each other. Many of the incidences occur when you have poor judgment, so you have to be careful if you're drinking alcohol. And institutions should design orientation programs that address alcohol use. And so, it's interesting. You know, people will go out of the country and think, okay, it's dangerous. And you always hear this, okay, it's dangerous, it's dangerous. And every place could be dangerous. I mean, America has some dangerous spots. Every country could be dangerous. But, you know, we take for granted, as Americans, you know, the knowledge that we have. Okay, well, you know, we know we need to, you know, we know what type of car to look for. We can tell if it's not an Uber or a taxi car. We know to be careful with this. We know to avoid these certain alleys. I grew up in Las Vegas, Nevada. So I knew this city pretty well, and I knew that there were some areas and some tunnels and some underpasses you just don't go to, okay? And you know the area, and you also know some of the schemes and some of the scams. But when it's a foreign country, and in a place like Rome, where, you know, it's cobblestone and it's not like the typical asphalt and sidewalks and the concrete that we're used to, okay? And, so let's say we were in an older area that appeared to look decrepit or whatever. We may, you know, shy from it in America, okay? Well, it's a very old building. It's decrepit. There could be, homeless people living there that may have some mental disorder that may try to mug you or rape you or kill you, so you stay away from those corners. But in Europe, most of the places look, you know, have that look, so you don't see, you know, Best Buy shopping centers and commercial centers and Walmarts and things like that where you're comfortable with the lighting in the parking lot. You know, I mean, these are things we take for granted that we don't realize. And so you're like, okay, well, this is the way Europe is. So I can just walk down the street, this cobblestone street, and I'm going to be fine. And you have no idea is that this is an ethnic tourist pathway that many tourists take, or is it you know, a part of the city that you just don't go down? And I told you one of my friends was abducted. She's Latina. She was, and unfortunately, she was abducted about 10 years ago when she took a Carnival cruise to Cabo, and she got off the ship to go shopping in that very Americanized, commercialized area that should be busy and full of witnesses, etc. And, you know, she spoke Spanish. She knew the language. She was very savvy. But unfortunately, she went by herself when her husband slept on the boat, and she got abducted and never to be heard from again. Very frightening, very scary. And I miss her dearly. And it happens. Okay, when you're in a foreign country, the advantage that that bad guys and bad girls have is this is their turf, this is their territory. And when somebody wants to be a bad guy or bad girl or do something bad, okay, and be a thief or be a murderer, etc., okay, you know, many of them are wily enough to know your vulnerabilities. And one vulnerability is you not knowing the land. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, I apologize. So the simple blood test may be able to tell us if you have a virus or a bacteria. It could take under an hour, they think even 30 minutes, and less than a drop of blood, a little pinprick finger test to see if you need pills for pneumonia or strep throat or if it's viral. Now, the test that we hope is going to be able to be cheap enough to be in many of our offices, as well as emergency room departments, they think will be ready in as little as 3 years. The hope from Stanford University in California comes amid mounting concern that overprescription of antibiotics is driving a superbug epidemic. Dame Sally Davies, the chief medical officer, has described an apocalyptic scenario in which in just 20 years, routine operators such as hip replacements become deadly because of relatively minor infections that can't be squashed. So a big problem I'm seeing is you'll have a patient that goes to an urgent care and they're told, nope, it's viral, no antibiotics. And then they come back going, I'm sick, Dahlia. They wouldn't give me antibiotics. And I'm like, well, gosh, it would have been better if they would have been able to find it first time around. But the other issue I'm seeing is people are being given antibiotics when they never needed them. And you're like, oh, my gosh, and now we can't use Z-Pak for hardly anything because Z-Paks are, people are becoming so immune to them. And bugs are becoming resistant to them. So we're seeing issues on both sides of the spectrum. You know, one very, scary case was the Georgia girl who was ziplining, and she had an infection in her leg, and nobody noticed it because it wasn't red. It was painful, but the infection was so deep that they couldn't see the redness. So after they had, after they had checked the wound that had been sewed up a few days prior and just sent her on her way, if they would have done this blood test, maybe they would have seen she had an infection. Now, you know, many people will say, well, Dahlia, they could do this now. They could do a blood test now and see if it's viral or bacteria looking at your CBC. So your CBC, your complete blood count, takes a look at your white blood cells, and then it divides the white blood cells into neutrophils, lymphocytes, etc. A neutrophil shift could signify bacterial infection. A lymphocyte shift could signify viral. Now, I'm not exactly sure what this test is looking at. I don't have that data yet in front of me. But I would caution any test that just looks at the CBC to decide. I can't tell you how many appendicitis cases I've seen where the white blood cell count for neutrophil shift was absolutely normal. Yet we do the CAT scan, and lo and behold, there's an appendiceal abscess walled off. Okay, you know, your body is very smart. Many times your body will wall off an infection or wall off, and we call it an abscess, where they make a wall. The fibrous tissue gets recruited, and they separate the infection from the rest of the body, which is an abscess. Many times the abscess could still fester and fester locally to the point where then it could seed out. So just because your body is made an abscess doesn't mean you're in the clear. Sometimes this abscess could be bad. But I've seen people with abscesses where their white count is completely normal because the rest of their blood hasn't needed to mount a response. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Puerto Rico is being urged to use aerial spraying to contain the Zika virus. According to the CDC on Wednesday, the Zika virus was spreading fast in Puerto Rico and urged the U.S. territory to conduct aerial spraying to control mosquito populations to reduce the Zika-associated birth defects. According to CDC Director Tom Frieden, he said multiple independent data sources indicate that all current trends, thousands of pregnant women in Puerto Rico will catch Zika. Now, aerial spraying thus far, they say, is a safe and proven approach to tackling mosquitoes that transmit diseases such as Zika, dengue, and chikungunya. That's a tough one. Check your radios, guys. Cuba, I think, has been doing the same thing, and that's what's been curbing their Zika outbreak. Since the start of the Zika outbreak late last year, 1,700 people with the U.S. Commonwealth have been infected with Zika, including a total of 191 pregnant women. Puerto Rico is facing debt problems as its government and healthcare industry struggle to contain the spread of the Zika virus, and unfortunately, that's been blamed for several severe birth defects and other neurological diseases. So obviously, Puerto Rico is watching what's happening there very, very closely. And, of course, we're watching what's happening in Florida, et cetera. And right now we're being told that the CDC is monitoring 320 U.S. women who are currently pregnant for Zika. So, we may not have the thousands of babies affected as of Brazil, but already just, into the start of the summer, and before we really get into the deep, muggy mosquito season, we're already looking at 320 U.S. pregnant women that have laboratory evidence of Zika infection, which is up from 287 women a week earlier. We're also talking about the threat of blood shortages. We interviewed Chris Rhoda from Executive Vice President of Blood Services at American Red Cross, and how blood shortages have been reported in blood banks throughout the country, and many people with Zika cannot donate, or many people who have been exposed to a country. We had planned this vacation to St. Martin over a year ago. So, and because we're doing National Blood Donation Week and National Blood Donation Day in September, I felt that it would be safe enough for me to go and then, be ready and be prepared to be able to donate blood in September. But that doesn't help or solve the fact that we're short on blood now. For the July weekend, many people are out of town. He was talking about how we need 14,000 to 15,000 donors a day in the United States. 14,000 to 15,000 people need to come in and donate. How many people that are regular blood donors? Okay, I don't know many who are to a T doing that. And unfortunately, that's what we need. That's what we require. And, we were talking about earlier in the show this morning how U.S. crash rates, even though they've been going down, are still higher than any other country. And this time of year, summertime, we see many crashes. You would think it would be more in the wintertime, but we see many because people are racing. The weather's nice. They're coming back from trips. They miscalculate how, open and safe the road are. And so this is unfortunately, many people don't realize, but the summer is a very dangerous time and a very high time need for blood. Same thing with the dead of winter. We can't get a lot of people to donate in the dead of winter, because of snow and because of weather. Yet that's one of the most severe times that we need blood as well. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. 20 U.S. veterans per day commit suicide. It is a slight decrease from the previous government estimate, but to me that is just too damn high. Back in 2013, the VA projected that 22 veterans a day were committing suicide. So they say that the attention on veteran suicide comes at a time when the VA has reported a huge upswing in veterans seeking medical care as they have returned from conflicts in the Middle East. But the VA data continues to show that older veterans make up most of the suicides. About two-thirds of all veterans who died by suicide were over the age of 50. The rate of suicides for non-veterans has also been increasing in recent years, but the rate has increased at a greater pace, unfortunately, for veterans. And female The risk for suicide is 2.4 times higher for female veterans than it is for female civilians. They say in 2014, the rate of suicide among veteran females was 18.9 per 100,000, and the rate of suicide for females in the civilian population, 7.2. So the VA projected back in 2013 that 22 veterans were day were committing suicide, and the number became a fixture in media stories, and we talked about that as well, according to this report. But, you know, I just don't get why in this day and age we don't have the services that we need and we don't give them the support that we need. Department of Veteran Affairs Dr. David Shukin, the Undersecretary for Health at the Department of Veterans Affairs, said that preventing suicide is their top priority. He said the department added 446 new psychologists last year and 80 new psychiatrists, so that's good. It's also adding 60 employees to the Veteran Crisis Line and making it easier for veterans calling their local VA medical facilities to connect directly to a suicide hotline. He said the VA data also shows that those who receive mental health care from the VA are less likely to commit suicide than those who don't get care. And, you know, it's interesting because many people have asked, what is the efficacy of these suicide hotlines? They're very efficacious. I mean, when you use them, I think they have an amazing rate in terms of stopping the suicide. But here's a trick. If the person makes the call, how many people that if you know that have committed suicide, and I've known people that have, stopped before they did that to call a hotline? If they don't, there's a problem. You know, when we tried to do the New Year, New Lung campaign to get people to quit smoking, one huge asset that most cities have that offer free nicotine replacement therapy and a lot of help is the hotline. The tobacco hotline, I believe it's 1-800-QUIT-NOW for quitting smoking. And unfortunately, if somebody doesn't want to make that phone call and take that step, they're not going to get the help. And so one way to, you know, address this is how to... Maybe we need to, I'm not sure what the best way to do this is, but how to make the call for them? Now, I, many of us will say, okay, well, then this is what we'll do. They're on Facebook or they're online. Let's have a chat pop-up of somebody checking in with them. That could work, okay, where you have a daily check-in, okay, of anybody. You know, how you doing, how you feeling, what's going on. Could be very expensive to do that. But see, here's my problem. You know, when I am working on my computer and all of a sudden I get a chat request and I think my chat is completely off. There was a medical supply company I used when I, when my practice was open and I wasn't teaching. I now teach at Toro University of Nevada. Love the place. Love teaching. Miss my practice. But, you know, I would order supplies and every now and then the representative would, you know, pop on going, hi, how's it going? And I'm like, well, hi, but, you know, I'm busy. Leave me alone. And, you know, let me buy the bandages or the, you know, KY or the table paper, and I gotta hurry, no time to talk. So, many people don't really seem to, you know, welcome being, spoken to or being, interrupted, when it's their private time. But I'm wondering if we have high risk, if we want to, I guess, somehow incorporate some sort of a, you know, hi, check in, how you doing? And the problem is, you know, when these thoughts happen, it could be 2 a.m. It could be 5 a.m. You know, I don't know what the answer is. I love the idea that they've hired more psychologists or more psychiatrists. I think having that internal support. I also think that anybody having difficulty sleeping or anger issues or feeling anxiety should be properly evaluated for depression. And look deeper. And that's a big problem too. You'll have some people that have a great day. They're having a wonderful day, so they're fine. Okay, and so, you know, the art of this is the psychiatrist digging a little deeper going, okay, well, wait a second, you may be fine today, but what's going on, you know, Mondays or Friday afternoons? 1-877-DOC-DALY, don't go away.
Rebel. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.